On Hit, it's Cliffo and Gabby after 8:30. Something new, doing hits, high school hits. Think school uniforms, detention, Little Lunch, and the Venga Boys.
Oh yeah.
It kicks off from 8:30 this morning. High school hits on Hit.
There's a new headline every single day when it comes to the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation court case happening at the moment. So many bombshells being dropped, but what's it all about? Like, what is actually happening there? We thought we'd get Nelson Aspen on to talk, to break it down for us, really. He's from New York, and he joins us right now. How are you, Nelson?
Hi, good morning, guys. Yeah, we're just sort of watching this unfold. It's now entering the fourth week of the defamation trial. It's projected to go 6 weeks, which, you know, you got to feel sorry for the jurors that they would have to sit and listen to this this soap opera of really shocking and salacious information come out day after day after day. And it really does seem to take a lot of twists and turns as we go. And if anyone left on the planet is not familiar with what's going on, Johnny's ex-wife, Amber Heard, best known for playing Mira in Aquaman, she wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post about being a survivor of domestic abuse. And it seemed very clearly to be referring to her husband, ex-husband, Johnny Depp. So he was suing her for $50 million for defaming him, and that the loss of his career basically was because of this opinion piece, even though he wasn't specifically named in it. She, in turn, is counter-suing him for $100 million. Mm. So that is the essence of the case. Mm. But it is the terrible revelations of the kind of violence that went on, the sort of twisted mind games and physical things as well that went on between them that has everybody so mesmerized and divided.
There's something so nasty about two people who used to be in love with each other trying to bring each other down. And that's what they're doing. It's very much he said, she said. And there's a lot of side picking going on. A lot of people saying, you know, I'm with Team Amber. I think more people at the moment saying I'm with Team Johnny. Like, is there a 4 weeks into what's going to be a 6 week case, is there a good guy in this so far?
No, everybody loses. Everybody, it just looks so bad that it's unbelievable. You know, you're hearing things about bodily excrement being left in the beds, and mind games, and Amber's reportedly, according, the bodyguard just testified that she threw his cell phone out the window, and that things always got very physical. And you're right, it's the venom with which they're trying to hurt each other. Like, how can I top it? Now, the latest development was that Amber came off looking very bad at the end of last week. So she was not pleased with this, according to a lot of sources. And so she let go of her PR firm. I don't know what a PR firm has to do with testimony in a court of law, but I'm not a movie star. So she apparently got a new PR firm to help shape her image as all of this trudges forward. And the bodyguard testified, and we're now waiting for her to take the stand. And I'm sure there will be a compelling drama on those days as well.
When it comes to their jobs and what they've lost because of all of this that's going down, so Johnny Depp, he lost a lot of work. He was replaced in the Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter movies. Amber Heard, there's like 300,000 signatures to take her out of the new Aquaman. Do you think they should be losing their acting jobs because of everything that's being said and done?
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know that a person's personal life should affect their professional life unless they're doing something abusive. And those are what the claims are coming from these two people. So we just have to wait and see how it plays out. To give you an idea of the kind of passion that people on the sidelines are taking with all of this, Drew Barrymore, who is no stranger to family private issues. I mean, she's had great experience and great in volume, not in quality. She's had major issues with family over the years of her life and substance abuse and et cetera. But she, on her talk show the other day, was being what many people have perceived as flippant and insensitive in talking about the trial, because it is water cooler conversation. Here, you and I are talking about it right now.
Yeah. Mm.
She received so much backlash for her treatment of the conversation in itself that today she made an official apology video on Instagram.
Good. So that's good.
It's a sensitive subject. But it is a sensitive subject, and we all need to learn how to talk about these things in the right way,
it's
with the right perspective.
It's really nasty stuff that's happening, Nelson. I actually feel for the jury and the judge and the people in the courtroom having to hear stories about pooping the poop on the bed and all this nastiness and vitriol. Like, it'll be a hard room to be in for 6 weeks. So I feel for those guys, but it's definitely a story that's not going anywhere. Helping us break it down. From Sunrise, Nelson Aspen, big love and thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day. Stay out of trouble.